Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat about God's never-ending faithfulness. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, Sharon here. I'm so glad you're joining us today for my podcast, Finding Grace in the Wilderness. If you're just joining us, the podcast began July 1st. In an effort to let the audience get to know the host better, for the month of July, I am sharing how I have found God's amazing grace in my wilderness. His story in my life is truly miraculous and always a blessing for me to tell because He has brought us through so much. Please go back to episodes 1 through 3 if you'd like to catch up. This week, I will share about betrayal and forgiveness. We will end the month next week when I interview my husband, Scott, and we talk about marriage through wilderness times. He knows he didn't sign up for this interview when he married me, but he has realized by now that I'm likely to ask him to do just about anything. Thankfully, he's agreed to do this interview. My guy's definitely a keeper. He knows we've been through a lot together, and he knows we've made it this far only by the grace of God. Now on to today's episode. As hurricane season has just begun and Hurricane Beryl has already made a major impact in the Caribbean, Yucatan Peninsula, and the Gulf Coast of the United States, I am reminded of what a big God we have, the power of His storm, the purpose of His storm, His provision for us during the storm, the peace He can bring in the midst of the storm and following the storm. NOAA Weather predicts an 85% chance of an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season this year. I pray that He will keep the people safe and that He will speak peace to the storms. There is no question He is in charge of the storm. In the year 2000, a movie was made about an unusual storm that took place in 1991. It starred heartthrob George Clooney. This storm was called The Perfect Storm and was about a confluence of two powerful weather fronts and a hurricane which caused, among other disasters, the sinking of a fishing boat, the Andrea Gale. It was believed that the boat was literally swallowed by a giant rogue wave in the midst of the storm. Rogue waves have been recorded as high as 10 stories, about 100 feet. The Andrea Gale was never to be heard from again. From 2000 to 2010, two megastorms were brewing in my life. These storms had been leading up to the perfect storm, to one so huge that they threatened my livelihood, my life, and my faith. Storm number one. In April of 2010, I experienced an indescribable heartbreak. I discovered that my best friend had been embezzling from me and my company for over 12 years. I had trusted her with everything. I had shared my secrets with her. You know how we do with our best friends. She'd even kept my children when my husband and I had gone out of town for date weekends. She had betrayed me, not just once, but over and over and over again for years. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars. How does that happen? You're probably wondering. To put it simply, she was in a position of trust. I trusted her with everything. I can't even describe the hurt, the sleepless nights, the heartache I experienced for over 15 months waiting for the investigation to be complete and for the case to be settled in federal court. When I learned this dreadful secret, I was in shock. I felt angry, embarrassed, and crushed beyond anything that I can even define to you in understandable terms. I was sick. I was sick with worry about my business, my family, and my future. Sick was right. Storm number two. A year later, doctors hung a diagnosis of breast cancer on me. Then 5 months later, a diagnosis of melanoma. I shared more about my cancer journey in podcast episode number 3, if you'd like to go back and hear it. Had I been more vulnerable to the cancer because of the devastation of this deep hurt and betrayal? Only God knows. In November of 2011, I was diagnosed with melanoma, had my third painful breast surgery, and my best friend was sentenced to federal prison. All of this happened within 4 weeks. Talk about being overwhelmed. It didn't even seem real. I started praying, and before long, my heart changed toward her. At the sentencing, before she left for federal prison, I was able to talk with her. I told her that I forgave her. I loved her, and I would be praying for her. That was only possible because of God's great love for me, because of the work that He had been doing in my life through the storm. One thing I know for sure was that God worked miracles in my life by slamming these enormous storms together. Marianne Williamson once said, "Unforgiveness is like drinking poison yourself and waiting for the other person to die." I realized if I continued to carry the poison of unforgiveness in my heart while carrying the poison of cancer in my body, that I would almost certainly die. Because it was all too much for me, I surrendered it to God. Here's the first miracle. I forgave her. I really did. And let me tell you that I am absolutely certain that I could not have done that on my own. It brought me freedom and lifted a weight. God took care of us. This $617,000 theft left us with a gaping $180,000 hole, money that we owed back to our clients. Through insurance, a small portion of recovery, and increased sales, God quickly replaced this amount, and not one client went unpaid in full. Our company and our family walked away from this devastating disaster virtually unscathed. Wow, what a miracle. I still tear up when I remember God saving us through this. We didn't lose a single client of our 400 clients when this happened. And it all happened while God was carrying me through a major cancer battle. The second equally amazing miracle is that this year I celebrate 13 years of being free of both breast cancer and melanoma. God's been so good to me, and it's not because of anything I've done. It is what He has done. He has healed me and brought me through the pain of betrayal. After my friend was released from federal prison, we have had a number of phone conversations. In every one, she wanted to make sure that I had forgiven her. And I assured her that that was way in the past, that I had forgiven her. She said her biggest regret was losing our friendship here on earth, and she knew we would never be close again here. But she asked me if one day we could have lemonade on the porch of one of our mansions in heaven. I told her I'd like nothing better. Sadly, she has passed away during the last couple of years. I am looking forward to renewing our friendship in that land where Jesus makes all things new. You see, He not only brought healing for me, but He brought healing for her too. Psalm 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." He has absolutely done that for me. God is faithful. He knows how to get us through a storm. He held me gently in His arms above the raging winds and sea. He slammed my two megastorms together until they died to complete peace. Praise God! He rides in my boat through the storms of this life. And that rogue wave, well, what I found out was that it was a wave of God's grace and mercy as He washed His love and protection across my storms. I was swallowed up by it completely. He held me tenderly and safely in His arms while He calmed the sea. What a big, big and mighty God. Mark 4:35-41 says, "That day when evening came, He said to His disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took Him along just as He was in the boat. There were also other boats with Him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." He's Jesus. That's who. He's the Jesus that calms the sea and can calm the storm in me. The Jesus who can use something hard like cancer to help me forgive. Forgiveness is hard. It's not a one-and-done battle. Without going into detail, I'm going to admit that I'm in a season right now where I'm currently working on this daily. If the hurt is ongoing, forgiveness is a choice to be repeated or not daily. I venture to say that many of you listening are faced with a decision on whether or not to forgive over and over again, too. It's not easy. Ray Pritchard, author and president of Keep Believing Ministries, says that essentially forgiveness is a matter of the heart. Forgiveness works on the inside and works its way outward. All forgiveness is between me and God. Liberating perspective. You don't need permission from the other person in order to forgive them. You don't have to wait for them to come around. That might be giving them too much power. Forgiveness is not a feeling. It is a decision. Forgiveness allows you to let go and move. Forgiveness is a gift. It's not earned. Sometimes we have to get to the honest place with God and say, "I can't do this." That's where the magic happens. In that place of surrender with God, in my own strength and through my own perspective, I cannot do this. But God is with me, with His grace, His mercy, His power, His presence, and His promises. All things are possible. He will help me forgive 70 times 7, as Jesus told Peter in Matthew 18:21-22. I am reminded of Psalm 19:35. "You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great." When I acknowledge that on my own I'm a mess, God comes to my rescue. He shows me that with His grace, guidance, gentleness, and wisdom, I can become the woman of God He's calling me to be. One who forgives, even when I'm being wronged, and even when I'm not being asked. Dear Lord, I need your shield of victory to protect me from discouragement. I pray that you would extend your right hand to sustain me, your grace to strengthen me, and your wisdom to lead me. Thank you, Jesus, that you stoop down to make me great because of your great love for me. Amen. C.S. Lewis made this sobering statement. Everyone says forgiveness is a lovely idea until they have something to forgive. Both parts of his remark are important to consider. When we think about the forgiveness afforded us by God when His Son Jesus died for our sins, there's nothing more lovely, more beautiful. But when it's our turn to forgive, it is anything but appealing to us. It's downright hard. And frankly, nothing we can truly do without God's help. I'm thankful for His help when we face a health crisis, a heartbreak, or a betrayal. What makes betrayal so painful? Is it that someone you love dearly, who knows your character, your longings, and your heart, can do that to you? Yes, yes, and yes. Michael Card, songwriter, wrote, "Only a friend can betray a friend. A stranger has nothing to gain, and only a friend comes close enough to ever cause so much pain." Jesus understands. He had spent 3 years with Judas, eating with him, sleeping beside him, laughing with him. Jesus had not taken the matter lightly. He had prayed all night before choosing the 12. He knew Judas would betray him. and he would be spending every day with him for those years, and he chose him anyway. Here's where I stop and say that he is God and I am not. I could never do that. If you've been betrayed by someone you love deeply, whether it is a spouse or a child or your best friend, don't give up. You're walking where many great people have walked. They have only been called great because they never gave up. God can take our pain and make us more useful for His greater purposes in reaching and comforting others. The greatest act of love in the history of the world happened after Jesus' deep betrayal by Judas. He didn't give up, and it changed the world. So Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do quickly." John 13:27. Luke 23:33-34 says, "And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' And they cast lots to divide his garments." At the cross, may we not only find forgiveness for ourselves, but may we also find forgiveness for our fellow man as well. Surely Ephesians 4:31-32 says it best. "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. Please like and subscribe to support the growth of the ministry and so you don't miss a single episode. Check out SharonHawkins.net for show notes, or to contact me about speaking engagements, or find out more information about how to support Grace in the Wilderness Ministries. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. See you here next week.